can ordinary Marylanders bring about change in their region? We the People, How Civic Engagement Has Shaped Laurel, the current exhibit at the Laurel Museum, delves into this question. Ann Bennett, Executive Director of the Laurel Historical Society, tells us more about the exhibit.
The goal of civic engagement is to address public concerns and promote the quality of the community. Have you ever been concerned about something in your community that you would like to see changed? Did you ever think that perhaps you have the power to bring about that change? But where do you start? In our current exhibit, entitled We the People, How Civic Engagement Has Shaped Laurel, we dig into Laurel's past to find examples of people taking action to shape their community. We explore civic engagement in its many forms: petitions, engaging elected officials, rallies, letters to the editor, lawsuits, fundraising, and more. One common factor threads the wide range of examples together. The people of Laurel felt strongly enough about each issue to get involved. We want our visitors to consider the following question. When something is deeply important to you, what can you do to bring about changes in your community? Civic engagement played a major role in the integration of Laurel. For almost a decade following the 1954 Brown versus the Board of Education case, Prince George's County integrated slowly, mostly through transfer requests initiated by the parents for their children to attend a different school. But in 1971, Sylvester Vons filed a lawsuit against the Prince George's County School Board and won. As a result of Vons v. Board of Education of Prince George's County, the judge found that the school system had illegally segregated black and white children. He ordered the county to implement busing to achieve a more balanced system. In January 1973, almost 30,000 county students were set to change schools, with a little less than half set to be bused. Schools prepared for integration with welcoming events, and black schools like Fairmount Heights finally were given much-needed improvements now that white students would attend. These improvements stood out to Vons, who years later recalled they, whites, will put money and resources where their kids go. Busing continued in the county from 1973 until another judge ordered its termination in 1998, closing one of the most divisive chapters in the county's history. Civic engagement in Laurel also resulted in Prince George's County's first library. In March 1910, a group of volunteers formed the Laurel Library Association in order to achieve the goal of opening a library. The association collected 300 books to share with the public prior to the library's opening in May 1910. According to members of the Library Association, this library is for no particular section or class. It is to be a public library for all of the people, and their interest is wanted and expected. For years, the dedicated volunteers of the Laurel Library Association kept the library going as an important resource in Laurel. On August 25, 1947, the Laurel Library became the first branch of the Prince George's County Library System. At the end of our exhibits, we offer our visitors a variety of resources to encourage them to participate in civic engagement themselves. Each time we decide to get involved, we are doing so in the hopes of making our community better.
We the People, How Civic Engagement Has Shaped Laurel, is on display until December. Learn more about the Laurel Museum and the Laurel Historical Society at laurelhistoricalsociety.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.